It's time to be honest, Shauna.
Hold still, you're making me mess up.
You're hungry.
Aunt Mari's making dinner. If you could stop moving.
That's not what you're hungry for.
What are you doing?
It's okay. I don't need it anymore.
Stop! Stop laughing. This is not funny. This is sick. Stop laughing.
You're the one holding the knife.
This isn't a show to watch at the gym.
I can't do that. You want me to be alone in my apartment where they can get me?
Who, the cult?
Anybody. I'll just, the creepy crawlies.
Please tell me you're taping this part.
The wood spears?
I can't. So, Corey, I hope you're going to be here, like, I don't know, 2 weeks from now, because I need somebody to watch it with.
So did you start to watch it alone? Or just like, no, there's no way I can do it.
Perfect. Got the morning, gym, yellow jackets. We run a lot, plenty of people, bright lights.
We were just talking about how dark the show is. You can't see it with the bright lights.
Actually, no, it was a little bit easier this time.
Okay. Well, I'm interested to see some things that happen. But anyway, welcome back, Yellow Jackies. This is Jackie Andy with Jackie Rachel and Corey, who won't be a Jackie. We don't know why. This is You Don't Know Jackie podcast crew. We're talking about Yellow Jackets podcast. You Don't Know Jackie View, and Corey won't be a Jackie. No, and he's like making head nods. Great for a podcast. Thank you, Corey. Really. We're talking about Yellow Jackets season 2, episode 2, Edible Complex.
So is every like episode title going to be a play on cannibalism, like a play on words with cannibalism?
Who knows? I don't know. I mean, now they've finally like crossed over. So I don't, maybe it'll be something else. Well, because I don't like to look ahead at episode titles. So I know probably we could already know maybe a few out, right?
Yeah, I think a bunch of them are on already out on the IMDb.
Yeah, I may have glanced, but I don't then absorb them. I didn't absorb them like Shauna absorbed Jackie's ear. And now the rest of the team, the body, the whole Jackie's whole essence. All right, we got unlimited time today. We had to get in everything last time. Unlimited. Oh yeah, I know. See, Jackie Rachel's real happy about that.
It was. I mean, we had like an hour and a half. We were on last week.
Yeah. Well, now only
super quick. The that's rushing through an hour and a half.
Well, you realize in between there was stopped things. There was people had to go to the bathroom in my house and stuff. Oh. It's a little bit of a inconvenient timing. Had to bring out the shit bucket like in the cabin.
That was different.
A lot of wilderness and a lot of cabin stuff this episode. And I do agree kind of maybe what you were saying last week's episode with Jasmine Savoy Brown. I feel like they're really highlighting her too. I just feel like she's like a big standout in the wilderness.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I agree. I might be wrong on the reason why, but I mean, I do think of the teenage characters, I think her and Sophie Nezel, I might be pronouncing Nalise? That wrong. The young Shauna.
Sophie Nalise, I think.
Oh, is it Nalise? Okay, thank you. I think are the standouts of the younger versions of the characters. I mean, even without Jasmine Savoy Brown's newfound fame with the success of the Scream, the two Scream movies. Can I ask a question right off the top? And you guys might disagree. Thank you. All right, I'll shut up now. there she is. I can see her on the screen. Hello.
Yeah.
We're still doing this on Zoom. But I don't know how you guys feel, but I think this was my least favorite episode of the series so far. I'm not even sure why. I thought this was a really interesting episode. There's a lot of stuff was going on, but
the beginning episodes of the season, I feel like it's always building. You definitely can see where a lot of stuff is going. But even with my comment about, I think, how good Jasmine Savoy Brown is, and like, I was like, oh yeah, like that Thaisa character. But then when you go to adult Thaisa, it's like, I could go three lines about like the whole story, the plot line through the thing of what happened, which we'll go through it. But First, so let's talk about some wilderness stuff first that we see in the cabin. I mean, do you like the stuff with Shauna and Jackie?
Oh, I thought that was really interesting. I know that we see her in one of the later episodes of season one when when they're at the party, her and Adam. But it almost
not
much we see of the spirit version of
when she's going to jump off the bridge,
right?
At the party, Callie's dressed in her uniform.
That's right. Thank you. That's why you're the head of the show.
Got that right.
Wow. Okay. Let something.
Captain, hands in. Buzz, 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 buzz.
Buzzy, buzz, buzz. Yeah. But I really enjoy that part of the storyline. But I wonder how much we'll see of the spirit Jackie, or some people are saying like Force Ghost. You know, Jackie, as we go on, now that her character is kind of officially gone.
Right. Dead ass Jackie. I do think this could be something where they want to use Ella Purnell. Like, do you know, too? And I mean, I think it is part of Shauna's conscience, but I don't know how much they will have, if they'll have it every episode or they'll get a break from it. But I definitely think she'll still be around. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so I mean, I think that could be a lot.
It was essential.
Yeah, I like Jackie's ghost, and I honestly think that it's like important.
Is it spooky
for Shauna?
Oh,
like I feel like she kind of, her character needs it a little bit.
Yeah, I see that. I mean, and almost to contradict what I just said, I mean, we did see she didn't have a speaking role this week, but we saw Team Laura Lee again near the end of the episode. So, I mean, I think they are going to do an interesting way of bringing back characters, even if they're dead in the story, they could still figure out ways to bring them in here and there. So I don't think we're going to totally lose these characters. But like I said, I think once some, especially with Teen Jackie, once she's gone that way, I'm not sure how much we'll see her, you know.
I agree. I think like Laura Lee's a big influence for Lottie.
Right.
So it might be brought back that way. That was creepy, right?
Yeah.
I will say, though, you were saying how dark, especially when I watched the first episode when we were at work, watching it on the computer, it was very dark. But like when I watched episode two on the big screen TV at home, it didn't seem
as... Oh, Corey has a big screen TV.
That's right.
Line up.
That's right. 70 inches. I'm not making up for any other shortcomings. But no, I mean, I don't know if, like I said, the first episode I haven't gone back to rewatch on a bigger screen, but the second episode didn't seem as dark. So I don't know.
That's what I was saying. Even on my phone, it was, I mean, our computer screens aren't small. And I feel like every couple of minutes, I'm like, Corey, what was that? Like, I couldn't even really see what was going on sometimes. But I could tell everything that was going on in the second episode, at least.
Well, but when your hands are over your eyes, it's a little hard to see anything.
Good one. That's good. Misty and Crystal still seem to be like hanging out, getting along.
Now there's two of them.
Yeah.
Mara's pit girl, right? She's got to be. I mean, it just more and more, it seems like something really bad is going to happen to her at some point. And
I like her, personally.
Well, you would. I think you might be Mari in real life, so I don't know what's going on. No, I'm only kidding. We all love Jackie Endy. She's the glue of this show most weeks. But I do think that the more we see of her character, the more I think she might be Pit Girl.
I've always kind of thought that, but I, you know, I don't know if they want to misdirect or add people in. I don't, yeah. Because now I think a lot of people are on that train. So, you know, sometimes it seems like it from.
Have we ever talked about the theory of the pit being, it was like set up as like an animal trap and then.
Yeah, I think someone said that. I think maybe you did.
Yeah, because I'm thinking about that again. Where, like I said last episode, that I don't necessarily think, at least thus far, that they're going to be like killing people for food. It's just like when the opportunity arises to utilize meat that they
But then once you
get a taste for the human flesh,
once you're hungry, I mean, that does get more towards the end of the episode, but all right, part of
somebody may want to tell that to Coach Ben, because
Oh my gosh. That's what I'm saying. He's nervous.
Yeah.
Along Cassidy over here. He better run for his life. I think his time is coming to an end.
Which would be hard considering he only has one leg.
Exactly. Hop along.
Oh, Shauna is dressing, like using Jackie like a doll, makeup, hair, like they have like a spa day, whatever. And does anyone, who do you think, do you have any indication of who do you think left the poop in the cabin?
I mean, it almost seems too obvious, but because she blacks out and doesn't know what she's doing. I think it's got to be Thaisa, but I mean, that almost feels too obvious.
Oh.
You don't think so?
I don't. I want to know if someone took a poop and no one saw. Like, that's not a big cabin. Like, right, so I guess if someone did it at night when people were sleeping.
Yeah, I mean, that's what I imagine happened.
But I feel like it was all day. No one smelled this poop? Because it was dinner time, right?
Yeah, I mean, at the same point where you just said, you know, it's crazy. At the end of the episode, everyone is sleeping and they're woken up immediately by the little droppings of snow. But someone, you know, just walking around.
No. By the smell. There's a barbecue of going on.
Well, you could say they smoke meat compared to smoke shit. You know, it's a little.
I guess it's pretty cold in there, right? So maybe it wasn't like.
Yeah, and everything. It's not like it's a great smelling place, probably, you know, like they said. But yeah, I wanted them to go around and do like who stole the cookie from the cookie jar, but like with poop.
Hey, where cookies go?
Who stole the cookie from the cookie jar?
I do think that was funny, though, that they were accusing Travis. I think it was like, you know, male poops are different than female poops. I'm like, this show is going down a weird path. And I thought the eating people might be the thing that was the weird path. But
yeah, I love to think. Did you think it was Thaisa? You just thought it was someone that did it at night?
Yeah. Like, well, my first instinct was that it's Travis because he's like a guy and guys are gross.
But, was it a girl poop or a guy poop?
And like, I did think that was funny when Missy said that. Or I don't know, the coach, because he has limited mobility and maybe in the middle of the night he didn't want to get his crutches and go. I don't know.
He poops in the cabin, but he won't eat Jackie. It's like there's limits. Well, that's his line.
I think also like he does seem like a bit of a stickler for some kind of like order. So I thought
he has no control. No. Too. They're like, oh, leave Shauna alone. Like, maybe one of you should go get her. No, Lottie's like, no, just leave her. She's processing this. It's yeah. Like, he's just like, all right, great. No, don't listen to me.
I mean, I've said it before and I'll say it again. I did not think he would have lasted this long. So I think he's just doing whatever he can to make it to the next day. Lottie's obviously running the show.
Well, yeah, and Thaisa a little bit. Because they both, and then it's funny because they both have to agree on what gets done. Like, they both say, no, like, okay, whatever, like, something with, like, you know, with Jackie later about, like, they both, you know.
I was surprised that Lottie, like, allowed them to burn the body, or, you know, attempt to burn the body.
I think she realized in that moment she was outnumbered, and it was kind of, like, it was getting weird, and I think she realized.
I think it was also, could be very ceremonial. I think she might like this whole ceremonial thing, too.
Maybe when she saw like Jackie with the makeup, she realized, all right, like this isn't like a normal, necessarily normal process.
He's like, oh, I see that you may have just gnawed a piece out of your friend's arm. I think we might need to.
Well, that she saw too. You're right. Like, cut it. I know.
And just to go off subject for one
second. Maybe she was like, oh, we could feed everybody with this. She already knew what was going to happen.
Well, I was surprised that nobody like suggested that, okay, well, why don't we cook? This is good meat. But there's still like a line at this point.
Yeah. When she saw Jackie, we saw Jackie with that makeup on, it looks like Betty Davis and Whatever Happened to Baby Jane.
I've written a letter to Daddy. His address is heaven above. I've written, dear Daddy, we miss you. And wish you were with us to love.
She looked ridiculous. I mean,
that was one thing before. I just wanted to throw this out before I forget. But at the end of last season, you have the whole entire thing where Lottie has the bear heart, you know, and you've got Van and Misty as her, basically her two followers.
Mm-hmm.
And now I know that I'm sure maybe we'll figure out what happened in the 2 months, but it almost feels like this weird thing that we know that at the end of the episode, these two people are basically her followers. But now in 2 months later, Van is got appears has nothing to do with her because she's in love with Thaisa, and Misty is just, you know, trying to
find on the outside. She's fighting. You hear her, like, she's like her and Akila, like, oh no, Akila had the lantern last. I put it back, Misty. No, and can we just another note that happens in that it seems like it's been maybe about 7 months because they say Shauna's 7 months pregnant, right? So the 5 months from before, which was kind of what we guesstimated with the whole summer and everything. And now the 2 months forward that we've had.
Right. But do you think it's a little weird that they, and like I said, maybe in the next episode or two, we'll have a flashback to what happened in these 2 months. But the idea But I'm just saying, like, at the end of season one, she's, Lottie seems like she has these two followers.
Maybe that was a flash forward.
Oh, you think that might have been a flash forward?
Well, you do have the heart, but I don't know. No, it's, yeah, but it's one of these things they get, sprinkle at the end.
Like, they get all those. It seems still that they're relying a lot on, like, the clothes that they came with and their jackets. But in the scenes that you're talking about, I feel like they're, like, decked out in, like, antlers and, like, fur.
Well, Lottie did have some fur with her. Like, she already does have that fur, right? Okay,
but so, I don't, but I feel like it was, like more.
I don't know. That was more, that is definitely the flash forward with the pick girl type of scenes later when they're really in the garb. Mm-hmm. I think.
It also could be, like, mirage isn't the right word, but, I mean, as something we see at the end of this episode when they're, like, gonna feast. Mm-hmm, I mean, it's not, that's not real. They're not actually dressed
togas. Corey, they didn't get those togas. That's true. So toga party.
It might just be representational.
Oh man, I was gonna go on to Etsy and see if I can get toga party.
Toga party. All right, to move along, Thaisa is full sleepwalking. I don't know how she got out of her rope and basically almost like walked off a cliff.
Yeah. If Van hadn't like found her
based on what we know even from season one about Thaisa telling Shauna that, you know, how bad it could get, I'm like falling asleep again. I mean, we think we're gonna keep seeing this, and does she, this, like, what happens when she's asleep? Like, obviously that's, it's bad, her biting Van, you know, okay, but like, all minor, she didn't fall off the cliff. Does everybody know that? Because the way she says, you know how bad it can get, a lot of people think it's gonna get worse.
Well, especially after we saw at the end of season one with the ritual ceremony of poor Biscuit. So, I mean, yeah, this definitely could get worse.
Right. Decapitating a dog in your sleep, that's serious.
Yeah, but that was right. That's already an adulthood. I'm saying, what does she do in the wilderness?
Well, right. I think it was pretty bad, like, with her eating dirt and, like, being up in a tree.
Yeah. I'm just saying, could she potentially really hurt somebody else now more? Because it seems to be getting escalating or not going away. Van even talks about, hey, maybe you should talk to Lottie. She helped with Travis with that little panic attack thing. And mm-hmm. Thaisa is totally against it. Nope, I'm not talking to Lottie, and you don't talk to Lottie either. So there's still those, they're definitely those two factions.
Can we talk about, I don't know where you have it in your list, but can we talk about present day Thaisa for a second? Because it's something I was, something that just popped in my head.
Sure.
So do you think that her imagining everything in regards to her son and the dog, you know, playing with the dog, mm-hmm. is that because she was on such a caffeine high of having so many coffees in a row?
You sleep deprived.
I mean, you cannot keep your, you need sleep. Yeah. I don't know what she thought she was doing. She should have tried to get, you have a campaign manager to be like, I need, I want to like stay like a scared straight to get me in a jail cell or something. I don't know. You need to like lock yourself up.
Yeah.
And get sleep.
Right. Well, cause the reason why I ask is, like I said, I still haven't either rewatched or remember what happened in the trailer for the season.
She could be in like a fugue state or whatever, you know, or like.
Right. But from what I'm thinking is, do you think there's a chance that adult Van is a part of her imagination to deal with maybe certain issues, maybe post the accident or something? Because I think you guys said that she had interactions with other people of the cast, but the way that she's going into this with the lack of sleep and totally imagining the fact that
you're saying that Van could die is what you're saying.
It might already be dead.
She imagines her, right? Like you're saying,
like it's almost, it's kind of like with the thing with the Force Ghost thing with Jackie with Shauna. I was listening to a podcast I was listening to, but they said the term Force Ghost, and I guess that's a Star Wars thing. I think it is.
Oh, okay. Horse Ghost.
Horse, F-O-R-C-E, horse.
Oh, force.
Yeah. Adult Van might be part of her psychosis of dealing with some of the situations.
Have we seen anybody else really actually interact with Van right now?
But like, we haven't
seen Thaisa having actual conversations with her.
No, we haven't met her. No, I haven't.
No, I'm talking about in like a... Corey's saying she might already be dead.
No, oh,
I'm saying
like, no. She might be sleeping in the attic alone. Like, have we actually seen anybody like have like, oh, Van, like have an actual conversation? Or has she just been there?
Sixth Sense type of thing.
But that's a good point, Corey. Because I'm trying to think, like, okay, she could be there in the frame, and we see her as if she's just there. Yeah, but like, has anybody actually spoken to her?
No, I think he's saying she, in present day, she's already dead, right?
Yeah, I mean, that's what I'm thinking. Maybe
Maybe the sleepwalking escalates further. She doesn't make it out of the wilderness. But no, I don't know. I don't think so.
I mean, like, I'm super excited to see Lauren Ambrose on the show.
Yeah, I think that I'm so excited to see her. And we know she has the scar.
What are you doing? Are you looking something up?
No, I'm just...
My computer. Oh, I thought you were like, I need to look something up about Van. Well, all right, since we were talking about adult Thaisa, that's pretty much what happens throughout the whole episode. You know, tries to stay awake with every, I mean, come on. She's like, oh, let me do some exercise on my bike here. Like
20 cups of espresso. I mean, it stops hitting after like a couple cups. Drink as much caffeine if you want. It's not going to do anything.
Yeah. She's thinking, then she went to pills. Oh my God. She ended up like Jesse Spano.
I don't get it.
I'm so excited. You don't know that? No, there's no way.
Saved by the Bell?
We've not talked about this before.
I'm so excited.
Saved by the Bell. Jesse Spano. She ODs on caffeine pills, which then I was told by Jackie Mello for. No, because apparently Jackie Mello's always crazy for believing she was only taking caffeine pills. It's not like she was on speed or something.
Isn't that like a cheap way of isn't that a cheap version of
yeah. Of speed? I'm so excited. I'm so
caffeine pill freak out.
Yeah. It's an emotional moment.
It's a keystone.
This is like scarred in my. This was like. This is why I won't. No, I'm not doing caffeine pills.
Was this like what they're trying to like teach young people?
Scared me. See, I'm not scared of this Yellow Jacket spooky stuff. I'm scared. Is this the whole episode?
Which one is Jesse Spano?
The Elizabeth Berkley.
Bomb.
This is great, but you're not. You got to get to the bedroom part. Well, where? How are you on?
Have to be a little bit more on the microphone.
Yeah.
I'm so excited. I just can't find
it. Because they were going to perform. No, she's like overextending herself. Okay. Like
trying to, the big test.
Yeah. I got this big test to study for. We have this performance we have to do and everything. So there was like too much to do. She couldn't sleep. So she needed to stay awake. She crashed.
Did she actually take her test? Or she sleep
through. No time. Emotional now. There's no time.
There's never any time. I don't have time to study. I'll never get into Stanford. I'll let everyone down. I'm so confused.
Jesse, hey, just calm down. It's okay.
You're right.
It's okay.
Everything will be okay.
Yeah.
I just need one of these
pills. You mean you really are taking drugs?
I need them.
Jesse, give me those.
I need them, Zach. I have to sing.
Jesse, you can't sing tonight.
Yes, I can. I'm so excited. I'm so excited. I'm so scared.
Jesse.
Ooh, this is terrible acting. All right, that's enough of that.
You've not watched Saved by the Bell ever?
I mean, like, I've heard of it.
Okay.
I've probably seen, like, a couple scenes with Skeeter.
Skeeter!
Screech!
Huh? Screech, whatever.
Skeeter's from Doug.
Okay.
Do you know Doug?
Yeah.
All right. Just a walk down memory lane. But yeah, she thinks Sammy shows up at the house, obviously. She tells Simone that. Then it seems like, oh yeah, we see her wake up. She got the door locked. And Sammy's not there. They go out looking for him. This is something I call a little bit of BS on. Sammy's been at the school for 2 hours and they just called. I don't know. I don't think so. She's sitting in the office for 2 hours. It's not a boarding school. 2 hours? No. They're calling like immediately.
You're not 12 minutes after the bell. They're like, we got to get rid of these kids. The hell?
They're not. Yeah, I don't think they're waiting. They're not waiting 2 hours to give a call.
Oh, no, it works.
I mean, there might be some, I guess, oh, you were supposed to be in whatever after act. I mean, he said, the woman said she's sitting in my office. But. You know, this is where...
Did you guys know that Sammy wasn't there?
Did you?
As soon as she opened up the fridge, her eyes lit up red. And you could see, okay. She was, like, kind of, like, in the background.
Oh, it was fuzzy, yeah, but... no.
So I was like, oh, my God. Like, he's not there.
Yeah, I kind of thought it was weird, like, what time is it? Like, who was supposed to pick him up from school? Like, it doesn't... make much sense. How could he walk there? I don't know how far she lives from the school, and not Simone be at the school. Like, where's Sammy at the pickup? Like, how could he leave at dismissal time? Did he cut class?
Well, I think that's what it sounded like. Like, he just, like, left.
But then it's been 2 hours. Just a little, whatever. It's just to point out it was all imagined, and who knows what she did. I don't know if Steve's okay. We still don't know about that.
Where the frick is Steve?
Simone's more freaked out that Thais has to get help, blah, blah, blah. And then, so Thais is in this, can't believe it, and boom, car crash. And that's pretty much adult Thais's whole episode.
And I think that's kind of why I brought up the idea of maybe Van not actually existing. Due to the fact that we haven't seen her yet. And I would think like the trauma of the accident might bring her.
We've saw her in a preview.
Yeah, okay.
She was there this whole episode. You don't remember.
That was the woman on the treadmill next to you.
Okay. Yeah. I don't
know. We'll see. I don't know.
I feel like it's too soon to tell if she's like, if the adult version is a figment of.
I like where you're going. I like your thinking, but you know
what I mean?
It's good effort. Good effort, Corey.
I mean, there's only 10 episodes in the season. I believe there's 10 episodes in the season.
Mm-hmm.
How many episodes do you think before we actually see her?
I don't know. So I done a little bit of IMDb because I was trying to just see like names or whatever. No, I don't know which ones, but I did see it said 6 episodes. So I don't know.
There's only 6 episodes a season?
No.
Here's in 6 episodes.
Yeah.
I think
I don't know.
You can't go down the Google rabbit hole.
We will go down the Google rabbit hole if they want to sponsor us. But I do think, I remember from season 1, it was the people who weren't the quote-unquote stars or the regulars. They only listed them for the first 6 episodes.
Yeah.
Make sure people didn't realize.
Well, we haven't seen her yet. I mean,
died at that point.
I don't know if it'll take, like, if she'll be in every episode once she shows up either, you know?
Right.
Anyway, can I just briefly talk about Callie? And there should be a PSA about vaping in here. They should have integrated the challenge again when they just had the global championship just aired with, like, Naya and her vaping.
Was it weed or was it like just a vape?
It doesn't matter what it is. The vaping, it's bad. People
She'll vape herself into oblivion if she wants to, which is what she said.
God.
her character is so freaking insufferable. I literally hate Callie.
I actually am excited to see the dynamic between Shauna and Callie this season. I think they're gonna, it's really gonna. Yeah, but if you think about what she knows and what her parents have done and their relationship, get over it.
I don't
know. Just break up with the, I mean, again, poor Kashi broke up with him just for, I mean, seemingly no reason. For chocolate chip pancakes.
How is she at the bar, like the local bar, as a like a high school student?
Yeah. I think we should ask you of anybody on this podcast.
Like a tavern or something where they. Is it a local bar or is it more like a diner tavern type of thing where families might come in, but they serve alcohol? And that's what.
They were getting some drinks.
Yeah. Me like a bar. And like that's apparently the spot in town because this is where this guy is coming back when his.
But it doesn't mean this is. He followed her. But just quick note, like,
are they like ditching school? Like, what do they do? I don't know. That to me, I was like, what the hell? Also, what town is this supposed to be in New Jersey? Do you know? Because I don't buy it.
They're very strict, actually, with the liquor laws in Jersey. It is. It's hard to get your liquor license and stuff.
Oh, yeah.
And
to buy. Right. It is very hard to get your
liquor license. But I mean, I guess the bar would.
Obviously, also.
They should be nervous about losing them. I did notice that we saw like Kyle's room and we saw like, oh, it's like, you know, I was seeing like a lot of Corey and Kyle. He had the Yankees, the Devils, a girl in his bed in high school. Two out of three, I guess. Right, Corey?
Yeah, definitely didn't have any Yankee stuff up.
I was going to say there's.
Are you missing what he just said? Yeah, that's where it is.
Yeah. With Kayak. It doesn't actually exist.
Whiskeyok, yeah. How do they say it? Because he goes...
Whiskeyok.
Yeah. I know Randy says it kind of.
That's funny. Where's Randy?
Yeah, I know.
After this episode, no Randy?
So who is this mofo who followed
us? Corey said what he had girls in his bed in high school.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, I didn't have any Yankee stuff up.
Very good. But who is this guy?
The cop?
Yeah.
Okay, we'll go forward to we got to see Ilana finally, right? Callie's friend.
Oh.
Yeah. That's part I
Bad influence.
She was trying to protect her.
Yeah, but she's the one who suggested that she go up there.
Oh. So are you a bad influence on your friends if you like if you say something and then you see them doing something and you're like,
I'm 16 and I'm at a bar.
Don't do that. Don't do that, friend, and they keep doing it and you're trying to tell them not to.
She didn't like step in. Nothing.
Oh, she should have gotten more involved. She should have sent her a text and said, smoking will kill you. Everything will kill you too.
Yeah. Well, I don't know. That whole thing, I was like, wait, what the frig? We're at the bar?
Yeah.
They don't look 21.
There's lots of drinks being had. Then a police officer buys her a drink. I mean, that's already a little bit of another problem too. But yeah, obviously she's been followed by
maybe that's why he got Fireball. Because he thinks for the young one. She likes something cinnamon flavor. I don't know.
I don't know what they were drinking though before. Well, she's being preyed on and they're really investigating Shauna, so we'll have to see how this develops. All right. Natalie and Travis, we see I see more and more now this season what they were saying in the first season about how toxic their relationship is. A lot of red flags in this relationship here.
I think this episode confirmed that Javi's got to be alive. I mean, you do all these things to go.
What happens when he finds out?
Yeah, that's gonna be
this is
she took a major risk. I saw that going like complete other way. I thought
it still can.
Yeah, especially because she has like the cut on her leg and she's using part of the pants.
I know. And then they were sleeping. But they're not like testing the blood. I mean, you could have cut on your leg. Oh, I cut myself in the. You're not going to connect it. I don't know.
I feel like. If he were to have seen
if
it.
If you're her, I get it. You really think we're not going to find Javi. Let's give him the closure. Yeah,
she know that, that's really going out on a limb to think, oh, this will put an end to it. I don't think.
No, you just think, oh, he's just pantsless somewhere.
Right? No, I mean, nobody else knew that there was a pair of his pants in the drawer.
In his suitcase? No, I also, I'm surprised they didn't start. I mean, I guess they were like, nobody uses Javi's clothes. Everyone's very protective over their clothes. And also, they were like pants like that he was wearing pants like that. Like, he brought two pairs of cargo pants.
It was the style, I guess, back in
It was. That's all true.
So did she know he was going to want to split up?
No, or did she purposely do that? That's my question. Did she purposely pick a way that they had already gone, but said it's because there's less vegetation, blah, 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 we shouldn't, knowing? Did she bring up the whole, like, oh, I see you with Lottie, bless, like, you like Lottie's blessing, so that they'd be arguing about it, you should be more open-minded, and, you know?
I think that's the, you hit it right there, the idea of, she wanted to start a little bit of dissension and a fight.
Natalie, girl, what you doing? Yeah, well, I thought that a face she made was like, oh my God, like, we're breaking up, kind of. Like, when he's like, oh, I'll go, like, see you later, like, whatever. He was so, like, ready to just split with her. I thought that the look on her face was all like,
but we're breaking up. But then she was going to have to comfort him once he found out that, look, I found the pants. How convenient. The moment we split up, you found these.
And then it's another thing. I didn't know if he was going to let her comfort him. I thought he might, like, need Lottie to, like, calm him down.
Yeah, we got to talk about. So,
But I think that's a key thing from the first episode where I think we jokingly just went right by it.
Yeah, we did. This is, I have written down because we were speeding up, but the fact that he got a hard on from after his panic attack.
And I think that
now he's full on like envisioning her, and it's,
I don't know though, because,
but he wasn't able before, he wasn't able really to eat it. They were having a little troubles.
I thought it's like him reconnecting with Nat, because at first it's like,
what? Go ahead.
Because then as they continue the copulation.
Oh,
she.
SAT like, word.
Lottie's like moving like away from underneath him, and she's more of like watching. Like, I thought it was like him like connecting, reconnecting.
Why was Lottie, why was he even? No, he was like, oh, okay, I'm kind of into this. Ooh, Lottie's there. Yeah. Now I'm. Like, what do you think?
He was thinking about Lottie when he was with her.
She just seemed like kind of like ethereal, like basked in light. It didn't seem like super sexual. Like she's like all sexy.
It doesn't have to be, but why is he has some block. I mean, obviously they had this trauma, you know? So what is sexy to someone isn't, you know, I don't, you know, something about Lottie is comforting, but he's not going to. Maybe he does really like Nat's person. I don't know. It's just there's a web between the three of them. And it's now in the adult version, we see that Lottie with Natalie, it just like makes this web bigger. Like the adult version of Lottie and Travis together too.
Yeah, but it didn't seem romantic at all.
No, I'm not saying, right. It doesn't, it hasn't yet, but there is. He's getting turned on, maybe not like by her, but by something.
Also, the terrible essence... job casting adult Travis. Terrible.
Oh, I know. I agree. Terrible. Oh, what do you think?
Nothing alike.
Yeah,
somebody really... must have like backed out last minute. They're like, oh, we got to stick this guy in there.
I mean, I do think it's interesting that I think a lot of this stuff was done by Natty to go.
By who?
By Natty. Natalia?
Natty?
Are
you combining? Is that
Lottie and Natalie? Natty?
Yeah, you know, we all get through the days whichever way we can.
Which person do you mean?
Nat.
Oh, okay.
I think this is, even what we see later on in modern day, the idea that there's, I think part of the friction between Lottie and Nat is, I think that over time, over these 19 months, there's some sort of three-way relationship with them. And I think that as time goes along, you're going to see a pulling back and forth of who Travis actually, you know, is more in tune with, you know? So you could almost see that's more even in adulthood, the fact that.
I think it has to do too with what you believe in. Because it seems like Natalie, Thaisa, those two have like, never wavered on being like opposite of Lottie, and Travis seems in the middle, you know, like, all right, well, there's no harm to it, and then, but maybe, you know, like playing both sides in a way. Were you scared by the sex scene? Do you think that was creepy?
I was afraid the whole time that she was gonna like, Lottie was somehow gonna point out like Natalie's leg so that he like tied it together.
Oh,
so that he like went back to the side of hope. you know, and was like, no, he is live. Like, it would just push him farther away from Natalie, obviously. I mean, and then I'm sure everybody would be picking sides on that. Like, no, she had to do it. Or, oh my God, what a bitch. It's so toxic. And some people would be like, oh, we love the drama. Maybe not, but it's tense out there in them woods.
Adults Natalie and Lottie, we get to see them now that it's morning here, and they're reconnecting about, you know, I don't know, yeah, if Lottie wasn't an institution, and it's like, oh, I thought you were in the loony bin, now you're running this cult and blah blah blah. Oh, like, oh, how was your relapse to the fifth time? Yeah.
So much love there.
But it is like they all, like, you know, still like they have this connection that they'll always have.
But isn't it interesting how really like none of them want anything to do with one another?
Well, I think it just brings up those bad memories, maybe.
But I
because even the people that are fine together, bonding,
sometimes you like you can't live without those people at the end of the day because nobody else understands your experience. Mm-hmm.
Well, and maybe they, well, I even you see when in the first season when Tyson went to Shauna. Someone she could go to, you know, maybe when it crops up again, just, but you're trying to distance.
So there had to really have been, I feel like, this pivotal moment at some point that we're going to see, maybe not in this season, of like what really drives at least the five of them apart. Lottie, Misty, Thaisa, mm-hmm. Shauna, and
well, Natalie. Misty. Yeah. I mean,
she was always on the outside.
Yeah. And she doesn't want to be
on her man. Wait, so much happened this epi.
I know. It was still okay. Well, what do you think of the non-cult, the community that Lottie has?
An integral community.
Yeah. That's turning suffering into strength to live as our best selves.
Except she's
using heliotrope. It's not purple.
Because I
don't think so.
Lottie? Because she brought her ashwagandha.
I like her.
She's the one again touched her sacral chakra, okay?
I like her. I don't need my libido enhanced. Corey, you're very quiet this episode.
You guys have so much chemistry.
What?
I didn't want to, you know, stop your energy vibe that you guys are having right now.
But also, do you think that, I mean, listen. She did save Natalie, but how are these people spying on her? Misty had a camera in there. Did Lottie's people have a camera in there? Like, everyone was just watching Natalie.
I mean, you gotta wonder, is everyone watching each other, I guess, in a way, you know, like maybe they, it sounds like she's been watching her for years, you know.
No, I think she knew. She obviously, I mean, she killed Travis, kind of. And then she knew he died and then was like, oh, God, this might cause Natalie to do something crazy.
Wait, did you say Lottie killed Travis? You think Lottie?
Well, I mean, if you're a police, it was kind of, I mean, I understand.
It would have been suicide, but she's the one who did it. She pushed the button.
Assisted suicide, you want to say, maybe?
And also, I'm a little bit confused because from one angle, the first angle they show
him. Oh, yeah, he went way up high. I know. Did the thing just break?
Did he go way up high? Because in one of the angles, it looks like he's like
I don't know if the spirit brought him up there.
You just go, like, I would have run if you, like.
Well, I wonder if I lifted him that high.
Right.
Second of all, you put, like, a box under your feet. Yeah. Like, come on. We know how to do this.
Some autoerotic.
Jackie Rochelle.
I'm thinking, like, you're such an idiot. Like, there's so many ways that she could have gone about that. Where,
yeah,
like,
I mean, it would be hard to lift him up, but especially once you put him even up that high. I was surprised Natalie didn't freak out more. Oh, so the button, Travis died because the button broke. Like, her face was funny and everything, her reaction. But I'm like, if someone told me that,
yeah,
wouldn't you be, like, looking like, murderer?
Yeah.
Especially Natalie, who is sort of, in a way, the most sane kind of, I don't know, like, she's even said in the first season, I'm as, like, you guys are all as fucked up as me. I'm just, like, accepting it and, like, kind of more grounded than everybody is.
Yeah, I feel like any of the, like, responses to this kind of trauma, addiction is the most sensible one. sacrificing dogs, maybe killing being a serial killer via poison, skinning rabbits. I mean,
no, that's fine.
That's a Tuesday.
No, come on. You can't. This is ridiculous now. That's not crazy at all.
You see a rabbit in your backyard and you're just like, all right, dinner?
What's the difference of going to the grocery store and picking up a chicken?
I guess.
I guess culturally, I understand, whatever, but it's not.
Did you watch the preview?
Yeah.
Shauna, she not just skinning rabbits out here. She ruthless.
Oh, yeah. She's no, yeah. Well, we'll get to Shauna.
You ever flayed the skin off of somebody? You have a human corpse? That was like a peel the skin back. I was like, oh my goodness, girl.
Listen, you got when you're dealing with whoever she's dealing with, you have to. We still have to see if Fork Girl becomes anybody or what.
Fork Girl?
Oh. Yeah. But I did think it was, I mean, she was so much looking for acceptance. Lottie's got them like wrapped around her face. So, Charlotte, sorry, here. Oh, it's bad. I'll take it back. She's like, no, I'll drink it. And then she throws it away. Loved it. Oh, so badass.
She was only going to do that because Natalie was right there. She probably would have like been really mean.
Oh, like punished her or something?
So, I don't know. Like,
to the gallows with you.
Trout.
You have to. Now she's like, she's still bringing back the wilderness thing. She's saying, now you drew the four. You have to do whatever bad chore. I don't know. I guess they draw like numbers to the jobs.
One of the things that the producers of the show said in, I think it was, I forgot what interview it was in, but Lottie may not be the villain of this story.
I don't understand how people are saying she is.
Well, because what they were saying is they didn't want to put a negative spin on the idea of mental illness. So, I mean, I think there's many ways to look at this. No,
because she kidnapped her, but she's saving her.
Misty's kind of a villain.
And look, and I was right how, like, this has been a lucrative thing, because Natalie points out now you have a Rolex on. It's the same shit, 25 years, but you've got your Rolex. This is a good venture.
Well, her parents were also rich. Remember, it was their place. And
life saving.
I don't know what she did with it. He gave her instructions. This is another thing. What was Nat right about? What's that note about? I've read one theory is kind of interesting. Because he was trying to say, like, you have to get, like, close to death. When anyone had these near-death experiences, they saw it. Now, later, we see Natalie when she has to stay there overnight. So, still, I'm wondering where this is. Too. That's like, oh, it doesn't work like that. You'll have to wait till morning. Yeah. You have to stay here.
And it's summer vibes where, like,
yeah,
the train.
She throws away the purple clothes. So, like, heliotrope, sorry, my bad. But she falls asleep and then she kind of has this vision where it's almost like if you watch that, it's like she OD'd being resuscitated and Travis is in the background. But then I don't know if she saw something. Maybe she told him, like, because then she was close to death. And people, so they were saying, you know, that was another person. I don't know. But that was interesting. I don't know why that was in there. Was it just, like, the connection to Travis being there? Or that's when they promised, like, don't ever do anything? I don't know.
No, I feel like that's the near-death experience. It doesn't matter how you get there. And everybody might get there in a different way.
But why are they inserting this?
I mean, how much do we actually believe? Do we believe Lottie? I mean, how reliable of a narrator?
She may be hiding something, like Natalie said. I like how they go in their sharing session, right?
I mean, what I was saying was, I mean, how much do we believe each point of view of the? I mean, I know that, I guess, in a way, we're supposed to be maybe seeing the truth as an observer. But do we believe everything that Lottie or any of these characters are saying on their version of what the past was? You know what I mean? How reliable of a narrator are all of these people? You know what I mean? Some of the stuff has been like 25 years that they're in the past, so their memories may not
be. Well, that's what I was saying about the, like, the situation with how high up off the ground Travis was, because when he's right in front of Lottie, he looks like so low, like where she just people to right six in under his feet. But then when she follows like Laura Lee's spirit to go whatever before it turns, the face turns, you kind of get this bird's eye view, and he's so much higher off the ground that there'd be like literally no way to save him in time.
And that's when in season one where he was, I think.
Yeah, which is why I agree with Corey. Like, I think that people's perspectives is different than how it, like, it's actually going down. But it doesn't mean they don't believe that's how it was.
True.
But she does seem super sincere or genuine. I mean,
yeah, I mean, she was fine with like, oh, I wish I didn't fall asleep. I thought I had helped him. Oh, he's dead now. Okay.
But I guess
we'll find out if Natalie's gonna be still like under, you know, saying like, well, hey, I'm gonna figure out what you're up to, and she's on this case, which Lottie's happy about because she's like, well, that'll keep you alive. I don't know how sincere that is, like we're saying.
But then what would Lottie want from Nat? Like, what would be the point then of keeping her alive? Like, why would she care if she like shot her?
I know, she didn't really care that Travis died. I mean, she did, but not, I don't, yeah, I think she's a good person.
Her Jackie Rachel's eyes just wide.
Yeah. Well, relative on who you think is good or not. I mean, took you guys to realize how good Jeff was last season. So, you know, okay, sometimes it takes a while.
Yeah, you're the only one who thinks that, Corey.
Actually, there's more people.
No, they're evil. I mean,
you think Jeff is a...
I'll give him that he was going to at least own up to the fact that he was going to go to jail and say he killed Adam and whatever. That, I mean, but he did play a role in this. But anyway. speaking of Shauna, yeah, I think this, so we're getting a lot of this Shauna and Callie dynamic. Callie still has Adam's ID, right? And Shauna's trying to reach out to her. You still have that, like, oh, you just grunt, I don't understand what that is. She just acts like, no, I can't hang out with you, I'm going to see Kyle. But we know they already broke up. And I do think that, I thought it was funny because Shauna's like, trying to be like, oh, you know, you're getting older and you're going to move out and, you know, we're not going to have that much time together, you know, because I might be doing time in prison. Like, I think even there was some glimmer of Callie. I think Callie actually wants Shauna to sincerely be her mother. Because
she pushes her away.
She was looking, she was sort of afterwards looking like, oh, no, that's what people do, that they push them away, but you want the person to keep pushing towards you.
This is technically, I guess, the usual second child syndrome, even though she doesn't know she's a second child.
We don't know. No, I don't know. I don't think she does, unless that hasn't been developed anyway. She just thinks they haven't told. She wants them to be honest with her. She wants to have a relationship, I think. Maybe I would be nice to go out, but why does she want me to go out? Does she just want me to go out because I know this? Like, what does she want? And then when they're like, okay, so go forward, they're in the kitchen together. Kevin comes to the door. So now Shauna, so uncool, plays this so uncool about, oh, what? The hydrangeas? And like, it just, I don't know. I think she was a little suspicious.
The hydrangeas?
She was like, oh, is this a business call? Do I need my lawyer? Like, she wasn't.
Misty told her, lawyer.
Yeah, but he just comes over. I know. At least she did say, oh, you're right. I did get in a fender bender with him. Oh, he's a bit of an asshole. Did they even put an insurance claim in? Can't they go check that? Was there even an insurance claim? And I want to know, can they check the text, like what was actually shown?
I think it was a sex claim, not an insurance claim. That's all I'm going to say.
Yeah, I don't know if they like actually went through insurance.
I'm not.
Maybe. I don't know.
I'm not sure if, like, at least now with like iMessage, like you used to be able to look up the records of text, but things are sent differently now. It's like over, like, you know, like the 5G. It's not over, like, do you know what I mean?
I don't know. Like, I'm just saying, I don't, like, know what they, text, I thought they can record, they can it. Get those. Yeah, but they saw that they had texts between each other. I don't know. But Callie comes in to interrupt it, realizing, like, what the fuck? Like, she's still trying to protect her, right? She's still trying to protect her.
That freaked me out if somebody's like, oh, yeah, I've been looking through your phone records. I mean, like, why did I would say the same thing. Like, do I need
from Adam's phone records? Who's he been? You know what I mean? Because he's dead. They're investigating his disappearance. He's disappeared.
Because right, that's maybe like, what the fuck? Like, you're coming over to my house to tell me, like, you know I'm talking to somebody who's missing. Like, that would freak me out, too.
Yeah, well, Callie interrupts them. Mm-hmm. And then, to my point, like, you know, because I go to the mall, blah, blah, blah. She was like, oh, I gotta go. It's like, you know, mommy daughter day, blah, blah. Then they go back in. Also, why Sean is molding a hamburger with a spatula for, like, 10 minutes? Did you see this? Anyone see this? It's so weird, I thought. Anyway. No, is that how you mold your hamburgers?
I don't mold hamburgers, first of all.
Okay.
But maybe it's just multiple. We just look like one. But are you saying it's because she's using a spatula?
No, go back and watch it. Yeah. I was like, oh, what? It's like, I don't know, it's like a fancy thing, but it's just like, she was just like, la, la, la. But you would think she's not, she's gotten her hands dirty before. Whatever. But she says to Callie, then, like, you know, she goes, like, Callie goes to turn away and she's like, Cal's. And like, when Callie turns around, I feel like she's hoping that Sean will open up to her, maybe. And then she just says, just at least go out the back way in case he sees you. Like, look at her. I don't know. That's what I think.
Yeah, but also, like, you don't want to incriminate your own child.
Oh, no, I know. You can
tell her details so that she knows. You don't want her to know.
I'm just saying their relationship is just not the greatest. And I think Callie wants a better relationship. That's why Callie's vaping. She does want a better relationship.
Did she thank her? She did, right?
Yeah, you know, she came back. Oof. Oh, thanks. And he's like, oh, you're just going to lie to the police. You get this whole thing. It's like, well, you know, they'd never believe it was a fair. They're sexist. Oh, so it was a feminist like lie?
Like, no, actually, the opposite.
Yeah, I'm protecting your dad. It's just it's too much embarrassment for him to know. So it's just like, Callie knows you're lying. You're lying. You're lying to me. Which everyone should just say. Like, Callie should just be like, what's this ID here? Little Adam Martin charred up. But what happened?
I mean, let's be honest here. I mean, she's basically just it's the idea of, you know, the children, you know, continue the sins of the father type of thing, where it's basic. I don't know if that came out correctly, but all the mistakes that Shauna made at that age, her daughter's making the same ones now. You know what I mean? So, I mean, I think it's just history repeating itself almost in a way. It's a vicious cycle.
Well, yeah, when you said sins of the father, I thought you meant Jeff. That's why I was... But I, you know, you're just saying as a premise. But since we brought up that bar part before, you know, obviously we see that the detective, that he said his name was Jay. I think his name is actually Matt. He goes back to Kevin talking about, you know, bring Shauna in. And, you know, Kevin's obviously considering all these things, but he doesn't want to. He says, no, Shauna's smart. We have to have the information. But his partner or whatever, Matt, brings up that, I think you just have this soft spot from high school and the plane crash and all this.
Did you, much like we discussed earlier, did you at the bar, did you think he was an undercover cop or you just thought he was?
No, I didn't. No, I didn't.
I just thought, oh,
he does have a mustache though. We should have.
But I don't know. It was kind of like freaky to me though, how good.
I believed he lived in Brooklyn.
This whole thing where he's like, I mean, and then the crossword, I'm like, ew, like, I mean, yes, I know that all these people are actors in real life, but he was acting very well, like, as a cop playing, like, some young guy at a bar. I don't
mm-hmm. Well, yeah.
To know, like,
maybe he was a theater minor, right?
He knew she's, like, a young, like, that she's underage. It's gross to me. To even
flirt?
Yeah. Hmm. Also, if you're going to have an affair, use WhatsApp. I'm learning that now because you don't want your records to come up in case something happens.
Is that from school or from personal?
No, I mean, from the show, I'm seeing something like, yeah, they shouldn't have been texting and calling, but I'm sure he didn't, you know that he was going to wind up dead. Adam.
Yeah.
But they first exchange information because of the accident. That is the truth.
Okay. Shout out WhatsApp for affairs.
If I wanted anybody to solve Javi's murder, I would get Kevin on the case. Absolutely.
Javi? You mean Travis?
No, I said what I said.
Wait, so who's... Okay.
He thinks Adam's Javi.
Oh, okay.
I'm staying on that ridiculous premise.
I just don't think he would have had this like obsessive crush this whole time over Shauna.
You've never been obsessed with a teenage girl? No. When you were a teenager. Wanted to make sure that it sounded as creepy as it sounded at first. Still sounded pretty creepy, so maybe we should
Yeah, we'll have to see where that develops with when we see Javi again, if we do. What's the other one, the theory we saw about never mind, I don't know. Just that, you know, Crystal being Jessica Roberts or whatever. It's like all these theories. All right, so we haven't spoken about Misty. Let's go through this. She's trying to get the gang together. She's calling Thaisa. What are you guys on, a spa day or something? Where are you?
I know, but Thaisa needs her, like, she should be responding to Misty, but I don't think
everyone should be. They all covered, like, no one gives her any mind. Like, she's covered from, like, she could go to the press.
I think it's because Thaisa's dealing with all of her shit. I don't think she's like necessarily going out of her way to ignore her.
I have proof. Natalie was met with foul play.
And also,
I really could use my teammates. We're not your teammates. You aren't on the team, Misty.
But nobody cares like that Natalie's missing.
They don't know.
Well, I think that's part of the whole type thing where we're not sure how, I think we discussed this last week, how long
he after... should have told her that. You're right. Like, Misty should have been like, hey, can't touch with Natalie.
Yeah.
Maybe be worried for yourself. Sorry, Corey, what were you saying?
I think we discussed this a little bit last week. The idea, we don't know how many days or weeks or whatever it is since the end of season one. I don't know. I mean, I do think it's very convenient for the story that our main characters, right after basically, you know, help taking a part.
I don't think it's been that long. I don't know. I mean, I know they're on the case. I just don't think it. Yeah.
I used to really, I mean, we don't know what's going to happen, obviously, with them because they just got in this huge crux. And actually, the car mostly hit Simone.
Did you watch the preview?
No.
Did she die?
No.
I did watch the preview. Oh, and yeah. I did not say it like that.
Was this the same cross section that Lottie had her accident when she was a child?
I know, right?
At the avenue? I mean,
Lottie didn't have the accident. Right. They could have used Lottie.
They could.
Well, yeah, we'll see. I mean, Simone might be hurt, might be unconscious. Then who would take care of Sammy? This is very interesting.
This might save, like, because nobody really knows, right, that Thaisa is having these problems besides Simone, because she's saying, oh, I will go to the press if you don't get help, but I don't think she has yet.
What's wrong with going to the press? Oh, please. The press. I don't even think she's told. I don't know. Maybe she, did she even tell her mother, you know, if she was staying at her mother's house? I don't know.
One thing we didn't speak about quickly, we did say that she Ty was sleepwalking and almost went off the cliff. But this is the second time that we saw, like, this angel of death or whatever
the guy
again, you know, so
Wonder Man looking guy with no eyes.
Yeah. I mean, I wonder the Wonder Man. I wonder what that relationship is. Cause like the first time I think we basically see it from Thaisa's, Ty's perspective is when she's a kid and when her grandmother, you know, as she died, I mean, maybe I'm wrong, but has anyone else seen this character or has kind of been in like the same frame?
Has anybody else been talking to Van? We don't know.
I think that would have been.
I'm gonna look out for that next episode. Van's interaction with other people.
Okay, you do that. Report back. That'll be a good job for you. I'm so glad you're getting more invested with the podcast.
As she's watching alone, uncomfortable watching alone, you want her to.
I was watching with all my friends at the gym.
That's true. I apologize.
I'm trying to think if anyone has seen that. I'm not sure, but just going back to Misty, she put on her message board, trying to get help with the security camera footage from the hotel, blah, blah. Our friend, the pudding stick and forensic, he's into it, wants to help her, but wants her to stop shooting down his Adam Martin theories. And he finds her. You would think she'd be more, well, I don't know, just from African Grey. I guess maybe he looked up. He's good. He's good. So I guess we'll get to see more of them together next week. And I think it's funny because as soon as he comes, he goes to Misty's place of work, right? The nursing home, whatever, with his mom. Is that really his mom? Did he just find an old lady? Like, I'm not sure if he used her like she used that Jell-O lady in the first season.
No, I feel like it's probably, but I don't think he's actually interested in putting anybody in a home.
Oh, no, he just wanted to give her a secret note. Yeah.
Yeah.
But he was like, oh, I need to inquire about your HVAC thing. Like, she was already like, who's this guy? I think she kind of actually liked him. Like, she was like, it's interesting. What are these? These are interesting questions. Oh, check out those socks.
No, I thought that she was like trying to act annoyed. Like, well, I did think she was like, those socks. But I think she's like, oh, like so annoying. Like, this guy is like being too much. And then
he like kind of smiles at her. Oh, yeah. She was like, oh, God. Yeah. We obviously, well, now you're asking about the staff. If we're crazy here or something. You're right. She might have been defensive.
But he was smiling at her. I mean, you knew, right? Well, oh, wait. Duh. We already knew because...
Yeah. I think it's funny. So he leaves this letter. First, she doesn't realize it until she's cleaning Caligula's cage with the black light. Does that a thing? Like, people have, like, black lights to clean cages?
Oh, when you're that thorough.
I know. Well, I guess maybe... Did she use it for the murder?
Possible.
To clean up the thing? Probably. That would have been good. Probably. I'm scared to have a black light. I don't want that shine. Don't shine a black light around my house. I don't know.
Oh, my God. What are your kids doing?
Like, this room raiders over here now? Remember when they used to, like...
My God.
Put people in, like... Do you ever see room raiders? Ask. You get to pick, like, who you want to date. You go and you check out three rooms. So you'd see, like, oh, I'll try to see what's around. Just try to guess. Sometimes there'd be a black light test or something.
Ew.
I've got an idea. And maybe this is just crazy, like most of mine. But what do you think this is the same hotel... Same motel that they're going to go is the same place that Randy has been staying since his separation from his wife.
Yeah. Possibly. Oh, do you think it's Randy?
I think Randy might be the person that they're going to go in and interview.
Sure.
But she would recognize Randy. And he would say, you're not an FBI agent, Misty.
Yeah, but
he doesn't know
that Misty's in on this operation yet.
Who? I'm saying.
Yeah, so that might
be what happens. Up. Where were they then? In the preview? He's like, because she's like, I'm the lead on this case, okay? The fake case that they have. I like also he, in the letter, he like compliments her. I knew you're so smart. You would figure out how to read this letter.
Is he? Well, he's kind of, is he flirting with her? Or is this just, he's a little creepy himself? And this is how old he's
creepy. I mean, are the two mutually exclusive?
It would be a good match for her, though, I have to say.
Yeah, me too.
Being how she was on that date, you know what one of her turn-ons were? Like, weren't they calves? That's probably what she was looking at is...
Oh, yeah. But, like, I think that because he would appreciate...
I figured it out!
He would appreciate her quirks, for lack of a better term, mm-hmm. and how intense she is. And
solve crimes together.
It's weird that she, like, thinks she's a detective.
It's not weird.
I mean, some people could argue that that's weird, yeah.
It's something.
How much did we talk? I think we talked about this other stuff in the wilderness about them. I mean, they burnt, you know, they decide to cremate Jackie. But, you know, we kind of brushed over it a little bit. I'm trying to see if there's one of the big things, I guess, is that
you can't just like
lot. What?
You don't just light somebody on fire. That doesn't cremate them.
Okay. Yeah. But well, they're burning her. I mean, yeah, it's not even great to do, but.
When you're a teenager in the woods for 7 months, I think terminology isn't as big of a deal to them. I think they had an idea of...
But it wasn't just going to be like a pile of ashes in the morning. So it would be like a charred body.
Yeah. Also, can you burn the ground and soften it up if you wanted to go under that? Whatever. all right.
I mean,
doesn't matter because it stops getting burned. But Lottie does give Shauna the necklace. then we'll have to see what happens with the necklace. They don't take any of her clothes to give to anybody else. Nat and Travis come back and kind of see this. Travis also puts Javi's pants there as sort of like a, you know, goodbye, similar. Javi, right? Oh, Shauna delivers like this kind of eulogy thing. Jackie, I'll never have a friend like you again. This is what I want Jackie Rachel to say at my funeral.
Hopefully that's not how we do it.
I'll bring the matches.
Maybe, you know what I was hearing? I heard this whole thing about now they're doing like human composting. Have you heard this?
Yeah, I would do that.
Great.
Plant me.
Plant me.
I think that's your new catchphrase. Plant me. Yeah.
Okay. We're getting planted together. We're going to... Would you get composted, Corey? Do you want to get composted with us?
How expensive is it? Yeah.
We're getting
this composted. Is the best thing for the environment.
Yeah.
Cremation's no good.
Composting.
Yeah. All right.
Yeah, as they said, Mean Girls, get in, loser. We're getting composted.
I just can't believe how old I feel from the beginning of this episode where Jackie Rachel did not know who Jesse Spano was, or I'm so excited. That's still shocking me to this moment in the podcast.
Oh, Corey, get some energy in you. Oh my God.
Like caffeine.
Really? You're like, ooh, just this dour attitude. So, yeah, I mean, I wonder how much this is like, well, I guess in the first season, we had seen this kind of where they do this effect where they're moving through the trees, right? When like the window breaks when Lottie's there, and they do this again with the snow falling. Mm-hmm. It like, is it supposed to be something else or what? They like, eat her. We've already said that. One thing I'll bring up, people were saying that even from the first season, how is it Red River? This, they bring up if it's, I don't know if we talked about like mercury poisoning and that's what's happening.
Oh, no, I haven't heard about this.
Yeah, well, like
they're all getting mercury poisoning.
Well, because it would have been like, even if there was like mercury, it's like even it would be in the food, the water source, everything mm-hmm. like that. Maybe some people are more tolerant or not. Like it seems like Coach is, he's also more fully developed adult, I guess, right? But yeah, that's like also like Mad Hatter syndrome and think that maybe I don't know. Maybe there's things that there was like mines. Like old mining shafts and stuff, which where Lottie goes when she sees those, the, you know, the vision and the candles, it kind of seems like it could be
like a cave.
And then there could be a big hole in the ground mm-hmm. to the pit.
Right.
It could have just been exposed like into a mining shaft or something.
But there was like spikes in there.
Well, that could have been put in then, but the hole was there. Mm-hmm. Do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
They could have, the stuff was there, and they said, oh, we can make a trap out of this. Mm-hmm. I don't know.
I mean, one thing from last week that I'm guessing I'm wrong about now is the idea that I said that Lottie's sanctuary was the wilderness from where they crashed. I mean, due to the fact that, you know, maybe she was just being sarcastic, but the buses already left for there's no more buses today, that I would think if there was, that's how the travel was, it wasn't, you know, that far. You know, you would think the Canadian wilderness.
Well, she didn't say, I mean, she didn't even give an answer. Like, she was like, take me to the train station if you get out of here. Oh, no, you're going to have to wait for morning. Like, where is that, though, that you have to wait till morning? Lottie also says, I mean, obviously, Travis was in, like, New Hampshire or something, right?
Yeah, but she said she drove all night to get
there. No, I know. So she said she drove all night. I don't know what that means. How far, you know what I mean? I mean, I'm just saying, it seems like. So there's a big circle of this northeast area, I guess.
And I guess the other part would be, you know, now that it's daytime, you would think if this was the site of the crash, you would think that would be the type of memory that's so ingrained in their minds that she would have known that's where she was.
Yeah. I don't think it was. Yeah.
Yeah, I don't think
it. The cabin would be there. No. Yeah. Or they probably do tours.
Extra income. Yeah. She's got to buy those Rolexes.
No. Yeah. Of the crash site here. And here's the cabin. And no, I wonder if they got found by any of that near and like where they were when they were found, or if they got to civilization. I mean, some people think like, oh, is Natalie's mapping going to help them get out? Or, you know what I mean? Like, do they find their way further away from the site of the crash in the cabin and then get found, or do they get found at the cabin? Like, we don't, these are all things we don't know.
Yeah. And we also don't know like whose cabin that was, right? I mean, besides the ghost,
the guy,
like,
yeah, why there's a cabin, I would say that's, that far into, to me, the scariest part of the whole series so far was mm-hmm. that scene when Jackie dies and then it's like, we've been waiting for you.
Yeah.
Ugh.
Well, like, why would you have a cabin that remote?
Maybe it wasn't remote at some time. Like, maybe there was mining things up there and they got mm-hmm. closed down and they moved. I don't know. I mean, there are places that have been like they left, especially if there was mercury and mercury poisoning. Yeah. And people, I don't know. But it is very remote. Anyway, if anyone has any theories or anything like that, you want to reach out to us. You want to get composted with us. You can let us know. You don't know Jackie podcast at gmail.com or find us on social media. You don't know Jackie, Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, Twitter's Jackie podcast. And yeah, reach out. We love to hear from you. Rate, review, subscribe, wherever you're listening, that kind of thing. We have other podcasts. I know Corey's going to say, you know, Single Drunk Females coming back. I know he wants to talk about that show. He seems itching to be talking about it. Like, big thumbs up there. But yeah, we have a big back catalog of other shows people might be interested in. Severance, Bad Sisters is pretty popular. You can look back on our feed or on a You Don't Know Jackie View feed. Just You Don't Know Jackie, wherever you get your podcast, look for that. Corey, you want to talk about your podcast ventures?
Yeah, but I also just want to say quickly that I mentioned this last week. There are, due to the popularity of Yellow Jackets, when we first started this, there were like four, you know, Yellow Jackets podcasts, and now there is, you know, feels like 1,000 more. And
yeah, I did get a message today from one of our listeners, fans, Melissa, saying she was listening to the episode, saying, "You're right, you were the first," because she was looking for a podcast and found us.
Right, but I just want to say our numbers for our first episode, we're still very strong, and we do appreciate people, you know, taking their time to listen to three, you know, just three random people talking about, you know, one of the shows that they really like. And we appreciate, you know, all the support that you've given us. And if you want to give support to other podcasts, you can check out the Sport Witness podcast, a new, I guess it's the title, sports podcast I'm part of. My current wrestling venture podcast, Let's Talk About AEW, aka
No, that's not what it is. I don't know. You don't even know the name of your own show.
What is it?
You keep saying Let's Talk About AEW. It's Let's Talk AEW. Let's Talk About Everything Wrestling.
It just gives me more to say. I like, you know, like confusing people. Apparently she's right. I guess it is Let's Talk AEW.
But he says it wrong on like every one of his shows. That's great.
I'm glad you're still occasionally listening. But, and you know, if you want to go back into the old catalog of the Workshoot Wrestling podcast, and if maybe if we get enough people to listen to the old episodes, maybe I can drag Jay, the human reel barrel, out of retirement and maybe do another couple episodes so we actually do get to 300. All kidding aside, we really do appreciate everyone continuing on this journey of Yellow Jackets and all the other shows that we will be discussing as they come back for season twos. And I guess the last thing is, I was just thinking about this. We've got two shows about soccer that on the very opposite ends of the spectrum. We've got the happy version of soccer in Ted Lasso, and then we've got the really screwed up version in Yellow Jacket. They're both phenomenal. So, you know, just like once again, just want to thank you guys for all your support.
Hope you enjoyed the epi.
Wow.
Bye.
Not ready.
Oh, you weren't ready.
Check out the Patreon.
Yeah, and also if anyone wants to support us on Patreon, we have a Patreon, patreon.com/youdontknowjackie. Give a shout out to our patrons. James L, Rona J, John M, Cassie M, Marie N, Anastasia M, Kelly O, Brenda G, Kate C, John J. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Really appreciate it. And echo what Corey was saying, even everyone listening. We do appreciate that because there is a lot of podcasts you could be listening to. So thank you. And thank you to our producer, Jackie Brandon. Wanted to get him in there. And for joining me today, Jackie Rachel and Corey.
Hope you enjoyed the epi. Bye. Bye.
Buzz, 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 buzz.
Buzz, 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 buzz. Rachel's like, ready? Are you just like, you didn't want to miss your cue?
I need to pee. He's like,
let me just say, hope you enjoyed the epi. I just splice it in later. I need to go to the bathroom.
I was looking.
Do you have any other crazy theories or predictions? You didn't say too much.
I didn't. I thought I said quite a bit. I didn't realize I didn't say too much. I guess I was too busy eating popcorn instead of human flesh. No, I don't know. But like I said, you guys didn't actually say yes or no. But did you like this episode as much as other ones? Or did, I don't know, it's kind of...
Different,
but I know it's the same, but it kind of felt... Maybe because we're getting supposedly a couple of answers to our questions. Yeah. And
I liked it. I mean, maybe what you're probably hoping for these, like, the more of Elijah Wood and Lauren Ambrose coming in and stuff like that, maybe. Is that what you're...
Maybe.
I do want to see them get together. Like, you know? Like, I mean, we see, like, Natalie... Like, the four adult characters have not been together.
Right.
So, that's...
Such a... Especially, I don't know if any other podcasts are talking about this, but if we look back and actually notice that no one is actually speaking to, besides Thaisa, to Van, and she actually died in the with the wolves or another one of these situations, and they really did write her off, but she was so good that she's basically another quote unquote force ghost or whatever.
I'm not sold on it, but I'm just glad Jackie Rachel will be like closely watching for it.
How do you know I don't closely watch?
Because your hands are over your eyes.
No, I said you'll be closely watching for Van interacting with other people. But also because what are you doing at the gym?
I'm on the treadmill.
Right. What? What are you? Okay, that's what I want to know. What speed? Okay. That's it. That's what you do. Three speed. What's that?
12 incline. 12%
climb. Oh, okay. Okay.
It's like I'm hiking up a hill. Or walking slowly up a hill, actually. Mm-hmm. But yeah, I'm not like running watching it.
Right.
She's running away. She's like, too scary.